This is a News 1130 special report.
Well, this week marks the 30-year anniversary of the opening of Expo 86, and all week, the News 1130 Midday Show is interviewing the major players who helped pull it off. Today, we continue our series live with former Premier Bill VanderZam. Bill, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So, you succeeded Bill Bennett as Premier in August of 1986. How involved were you in the lead-up to the event?
Well, I started to seek the leadership sometime during June of 86. So I was quite busy throughout the summer. However, I kept in contact because I was, of course, responsible as well for the transit, which was part of municipal affairs at the time before I left. So it was a busy time for me, but I did get to the fair a few times, and certainly after I was chosen leader and became the premier, I was a fairly regular visitor. Although while there, I did more meeting people and greeting people and signing programs than I could really spend at seeing the fair.
Now, Bill, you're better known for what happened after the fair was over, specifically the sale of the Expo lands. Walk us through what happened, specifically the involvement of Li Ka-shing.
Well, there was a committee set up to consider proposals for the development of the land. And they were getting a lot of proposals from conglomerate groups, local groups, local people, and the committee was also looking for offshore opportunities. So they came back with Li Ka-shing and had a proposal from him. Cabinet for a time, including myself, was quite keen on having it done locally by local people to create local jobs and local growth and opportunity. But on the other hand, Li Ka-shing's group did a fairly good job in making a pretty detailed presentation, and in the end that was accepted. And no regrets in that they did some of the remediation. The government paid for most of that, soil remediation. And at the end of it, of course, Li Ka-shing did a very good job. Concord Pacific did a very good job at a nice uniform development of the lands that I think complement the city very much.
Bill, what's your current take on the state of real estate in Metro Vancouver?
My current take is that young people born here, lived here all of their lives, can't afford to live in Vancouver anymore. It's only the foreign investor that can pay the ridiculous prices that are being paid for properties.
All right, Bill, and what do you think is Expo's greatest legacy? Is it infrastructure? What do you think of that?
Well, the greatest legacy, I think, is that we got highway expansion, the Coquihalla connector, and best of all, we got the SkyTrain, the transit system, which has been a tremendous help for Vancouver and region. And I think that's probably the biggest benefit, except that a lot of people came to Vancouver and saw the city and fell in love with it, no doubt. Many of them may have moved here, and many of them, particularly those from other lands, invested here, all of which is good for the province. It's been a very positive thing, and I think it continues to be. The prices have gone a bit crazy in the area affected, but hopefully that'll straighten out in time.
All right, Bill, let's leave it there. Former Premier Bill VanderZam joining us on the line this morning, talking about 30 years since Expo 86. Tune into the Midday Show tomorrow when we speak with former Vancouver City Councillor Gordon Price. And by the way, we've also got a great cache of Expo 86 photos posted up at news1130.com.